Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Hi, my name's Rochelle. I am distracted. This is awesome. Is this a Eurovision song?
No, this is not a Eurovision song. This is something that I found when I spent some time on a Friday and Saturday evening going down a YouTube rabbit hole of disco songs. And
this is so fun.
Yeah, that's why I kind of had to lead off the show with it. So it's, yeah.
If I ever have a music video, I want to have two soldiers with it. Or what are they? No, they're not soldiers. They're Navy guys.
Yeah, I'm going to post the link to this video. This is Kelly Marie, Feels Like I'm in Love.
And she's wearing a pantsuit.
So
fun.
You were listening to Calgary's only podcast, probably?
Turn it up.
All right, fine. Okay, enough, Rochelle. I can give you the link to this, and you can watch it over and over again when the show is over. Because I know when I was thinking about songs to start the show with, I thought of this video, I thought of you, and I knew that there could be no better song in which to open up with.
So. I want this on a CD so I can listen to it in our car.
It's pretty catchy.
It is so catchy. I just want to dance right now.
All right. We have a show to do.
Fountain. I want to dance in a fountain with sailors.
Okay.
Wearing bell bottoms.
You're so distracted right now.
I've got
to bring you back to reality here.
But you're the one who did it. You know that I would like it so much. It's
I
your
think
fault.
You'd like it that much, all right? I think you'd like it a lot. But got a good show going on today. We got, of course, the Eurovision stuff, which is happening this week. This is Eurovision week. We got some interesting.
The countdown.
We got some interesting news related to that. We have. Interesting and somewhat disturbing story, but we'll try and have our fun spin on it. Some parents who maybe need to go back to parent school because they did some things to kids.
There's parent school?
There should be. and after we talk about this story, you'll think that they should go there forever because awful, awful people. In addition to perhaps an artist hatching eggs and a guy who's hiding things in a library. Lots of stuff. We are Calgary's only podcast. Probably more, because there's a big conference over the weekend. So we'll see how that shakes out.
I don't think we're the only podcast, Eric.
Well, up until a week ago, there might be some more after the big conference, which we didn't go to. Sorry, guys. We are poor.
That's our excuse.
We are poor. We are poor and we can't afford your tickets.
Our podcast makes us no money.
Yeah, so if you want to send in your dollars and cents, maybe we can go to the next one. Maybe. We'll see. But we have some important news coming off at the top of the show. For the last several episodes, we've been talking about the big Eurovision party that we're hosting at the Danish Canadian Club. It's going to be the greatest party ever. You got to come. You got to bring all your friends. You got to bring all your stuffed animals. This party's not going on, unfortunately. Circumstances beyond our control have caused this party to go poof.
I know. It makes me so sad.
Yeah. And we had been doing a thing there for the last 3 years and then also have. Prior to that, have been doing parties at our own place. But here is the situation. Up until about 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, if you wanted to watch the Eurovision Song Contest and you lived in North America, the place to do it was Eurovision.tv. Great. It's a nice high-quality HD stream. Works great. I've been watching on that same website since 2003, the very first time that I watched Eurovision. And up until about 3 weeks ago, that was a place to do it. They did a big web page redesign, and the ability to watch the contest on their site is no more. So, okay, that's kind of sad, but what do? Oh, you head over to YouTube because that's where they're streaming things. But unfortunately, they have now decided to block it geographically, meaning that if you do not live somewhere in Europe where the show is being broadcast, you cannot watch it without going through some semi-legal technical hoops in order to watch it. It's kind of similar things that people in Canada do to watch US Netflix, et cetera, et cetera. And so, being that the Danish Canadian Club has graciously lent us the room, we don't want to be doing anything shady under their roof, and also something which is not reliable as well too. So we had to make the call. Is tough call because it was kind of fun there last few years.
And we started to get such a great turnout. Like, I think last year the room was full.
It was full.
The room was totally full. Yeah. And
So now
kind of sucks.
Yeah. So now
really sucks.
Yeah. Actually. So now we're at the point where we have to kind of figure out how we're going to watch it even at home. So,
and if anybody who is listening to this podcast is a part of the Eurovision, company,
Eurovision Broadcasting Union.
Eurovision Broadcasting Union, please don't cut us off.
Well, I think what happened.
Don't cut us off like this. It's not nice.
Here's what happened. Is there's a channel in I think the States. I'm not sure about it, in Canada called Logo. It's like the gay and lesbian channel, and they had secured the rights to broadcast that show on their actual TV. And I guess as a stipulation of that, they said, okay, well, if we get it on TV, it can't be shown in North America elsewhere, or else that's going to take away from people watching our show. But the way they do it is they'll have the show, and a lot of other countries do this as well too, UK, is they'll have the show, but then they'll have a commentator commentating on the live show. So for instance, which is kind of, to me, sounds bizarre, but so they'll have, in the case of last year, they had, or
I think maybe they do that because of languages, different languages, right?
No, because we don't do. We watch the actual live thing. Where
yeah,
it's
because
in English.
It's in English.
It's in English, right?
Because we speak English. But if it's broadcasted live in a country that speaks French, or actually they do actually do a lot of stuff in French.
Yeah.
But say like in Russia, I mean, they have to have someone who speaks Russian saying translating or something.
No, yeah, but I think it's more than that. It's more than just a simple translation. It's adding additional commentary. So, for instance, on this Logo TV channel, they'll be adding sort of catty, bitchy commentary about clothing, people with the songs. You know,
Oh, that would be so irritating.
It'd be so annoying, and they actually did that last year. And that was the reaction of the people that who watched it on that channel last year. It's like, this is the worst thing ever. We'd rather just watch the actual stream without your stupid commentary. It's like, yeah, you think it's silly and campy, but we take this seriously. We just want to watch the show without your dumb comments interrupting the show. So that's where it is. We're searching for VP.
But what about Canada? I mean, we don't have that channel.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. But all I know is this morning when I was trying to watch the live stream on YouTube of the opening red carpet sort of situation, blocked. Too bad. So I don't know. Ugh. So I'm going to be searching around for VPNs this afternoon and figure out a solution. So that is dumb. So that's where we are. So
usually we watch the semifinal too. Watch that? Well, when is that?
That'll be Tuesday and Thursday. And those are going to be blocked as well, too. So I have to find out a solution today.
I'm glad that you're technically savvy.
Well, I have a couple of problems with this. Is for the last few years, we've been kind of building up interest in the contest. And a lot of that has been because people, when the contest is on, people could, wherever they happen to be, you know, they could just go over to Eurovision.tv and watch the show without having to jump through these hoops. Now, what this is doing is actually setting us back a couple of years, because now if there's some sort of technical thing that people have to go through to watch it, most people are just gonna be like, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth the effort. Whereas
it's not just that. It's that, you know, like if it weren't for you, I wouldn't even know how to do this.
And that's the thing, like how are people who are not as technical minded, who have an interest wanting to watch the show in Canada, too bad. And that is, you know, that's unfortunate, because now for Canadians and those in the States who don't have cable, and that's increasingly amount of people.
Yeah, that's true.
And they want to watch the show, they have to go through weird, shady, semi-shady.
You know what would have been so much better for Eurovision is if they just charged a fee to watch it.
A straight up pay-per-view.
Right on their website.
And like, I would have been fine with it.
I would have been fine with that. Even if it's, you know, even if they charged, what, like $10, $20 to watch Eurovision live from Eurovision TV, people would have done that.
I would have done
problem.
That. Here's the thing, though.
Why are they, it's like they're backtracking. They're like,
The situation is this. Today, I'm going to be giving my money to somebody who isn't Eurovision to watch the show.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And I would rather be doing it, be giving my money to them, but now I'm giving it to some company who's going to be allowing me to circumvent their blocks so I can watch the show. The demand is there. Let me give you my money. Please.
Please.
And that, and an increasingly global world where Rochelle
people don't watch cable, people watch things on
Rochelle, who all Rochelle wants to do is watch The Handmaid's Tale, not on Hulu because we don't get that in Canada. So she goes, Eric, I want to watch this show, and Eric goes, I'll retrieve it from the internet, and then we end up watching the show later. And it's not because, you know, we pay for Netflix, if there's something there, we'll pay for it. But if it's not there and we want to watch it, we'll get it how we get it. And we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So if you want our money, just make it convenient for us to give us your money, please.
Yeah, it's kind of silly what they did.
All right.
I hope they fix it. So next year we can have our party again, because I'm going to miss it.
I'm going to miss
the environment and all the people that we met at the Eurovision party too.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
So I hope that everybody who is normally going to the Eurovision party, I hope that you have a way to watch it, and we hope to see you next year.
And if you depending on when you listen to this, and if you are really, really wanting to watch it and you don't know how, send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com, and I will let you know how we're doing it. So we'll let you know off
Aww,
air.
You're so nice.
Well, I want people to watch the show, and it gets me upset when they don't. Okay. So, yeah, there's that. So
cool.
I already showed you my favorite thing this week, which was that video, that song. Kelly Marie Feels Like I'm in Love. From the first 10-20 seconds of the song, I'm like, all right, I'm totally on board with this song. Everything about it is just...
You just, like, the minute you turn it on, it just puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, it's like, how can you not like this song?
Yeah.
So that was my favorite thing this week. I'm kind of putting you on the spot, Rochelle, but...
No, I know what my favorite thing was
I think, can I guess?
What?
The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was one of them, too.
Okay, yep.
So Eric downloaded the first 3 episodes for The Handmaid's Tale for me. Mm-hmm. And that's all that we have access to. That's all there is so far. Anyway, I love the actress who plays the main character. I can't remember what her name is. She's from Mad Men.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss? I think that's right.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She's so good. Yeah. And I am a huge fan of Margaret Atwood. I really like her books. So I started reading The Handmaid's Tale because I just couldn't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. And I... could not put this book down. And I think it's I read it when I was in high school, and it's so different for me to read it right now because I'm pregnant, and it's all about women having babies, and
you know what, the book,
obviously, like, a lot more than just that, but
the book's been out for 30 something years. You're not going to really spoil that much if you want to get into some more details.
Well, it's her prediction of the future, basically. Yeah. Like if the what's the super conservative party in the United States?
The Republicans.
If they took over and if they were able to enforce all of their rules, mostly this book is the rules, like the different societal structures that affect women.
When you've done that book, I do want to read it. Just so I.
So women, don't have rights anymore. Mm-hmm. That's taken away from them. Women cannot have abortions anymore. They cannot have birth control pills.
Yeah.
Because fertility is on the low.
Yeah.
Because of pollution. And every woman has their role, and they wear an outfit indicating what their role is. So the handmaid's role is to have babies. That's their only role, because they're the only women that are fertile enough to do that.
Okay.
So the book is from the perspective of one of the handmaids.
Okay.
But, you know, then they can't, you know, there's no smoking, no drinking.
It's a very...
It's basically everything that's fun is removed from society and outlawed.
The fun police have taken over and...
And then, like, hang people for being...
Okay,
different religions and different, you know...
It's a real fun place to live is what you're saying. It's a real, real Disneyland of a society, right? Good times all around.
I would not last in that place.
I know. I would. How long do you think you last? Like a day, 2 days?
I don't even. Maybe a day.
Okay.
It's like, I just don't think I could do it.
Yeah. So that's Rochelle's favorite thing this week.
And yes, but okay. But the first thing that came to mind when you said that was, I was listening to the radio and Bed of Roses came on by Bon Jovi, and I was like, yeah, singing along to it in the car and stuff. And then we came home, we watched that video, and I just loved the comment that my son made.
No, that was a November Rain. That was a November Rain when Slash was playing in the field, right?
No, that's the one we played afterwards.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe I got...
You're getting them mixed up. Okay, I know they're quite similar, but they're not the
okay,
same.
Bed of Roses, okay? Bon Jovi.
So, Bed of Roses, Bon Jovi, he's playing on the mountaintop.
Okay.
Playing guitar on the mountain peak.
Sure.
Okay? Guns N' Roses, playing guitar in like a deserty plains
sort of area. With a little small church behind it, yeah.
And it's Slash doing that with the hat. Okay? Different. Right?
I gotta get it straight, Rochelle. And thank you for making this clarification for me, please. Thank you.
So anyway, so when he's playing like on the mountaintop, my son Bo says, can anybody hear him? Or is anybody listening?
Because there's nobody around. Nobody for miles and miles and miles.
I just thought that was so clever, so funny, because it's so true.
And clearly he's not even plugged into an amplifier, so probably no. So no. You know, it doesn't matter how much echo you have in this mountainous area. Probably
but
not.
See, when I watch it, I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. It's
that's
so epic.
Yeah.
But he's like, can anybody hear him?
Well, actually, probably not. Yeah.
Anyway, that's so funny. Kids say the darndest things. They should put that show back on TV.
No, they should not. You know why?
Because Bill Cosby hosted it.
Bill Cosby.
No, with a different host. Come on.
Bill Cosby does the darndest things. Oh, no. Speaking of kids, this is a story I've been wanting to talk about for a little bit. And I think you got a little bit of a taste of it from just listening to the radio.
Yeah.
But this is... kind of explosive story. How do I set this up? Maybe we'll just sort of talk about ourselves and how we relate to having our children involved in our creative endeavors. Yeah, we have a kid, and sometimes you hear him pop up in the show, but we are also very cognizant of his role in the show, and we try to be still, you know, good parents and not put them in any compromising, embarrassing, or hurtful positions for the sake of entertainment and entertaining our listeners. Now, we get that. The next two parents I'm going to talk to kind of miss the mark on that. The parents behind Daddy of Five, which is a popular family-run YouTube channel that features the Martins and Maryland family tricking each other left and right, are under fire for allegedly taking a prank too far. The video in question, titled Invisible Ink Prank, brackets, Epic Freakout, went live on April 12th. It has since been deleted. I have a copy of them. And it opens up with the children's mother explaining that she's about to spray fake ink over her son's carpet and then blame him for it. The child had accidentally spilled ink on his carpet in the past, so they were rehashing old times. She squirts the ink on the cream carpet and then yells for her son Cody to come upstairs. In the response video, Cody and Alex's mom asked them, was anybody traumatized? The boys respond with an adamant no, denying that they were upset or harmed. This is how we run our house, Mike says to the camera. They hear worse curse words in music and on TV. Well, maybe you should be monitoring their music and TV, but that's just my take on it. Mike's explanation did absolutely nothing for the internet, though. The video, basically YouTubers got upset, and then one of them wrote, exploiting your kids by putting them into acts of extreme distress for views is not okay. After this second video continued to receive criticism, the family released a statement on their Facebook page, which had since been removed, apologizing for any distress. They claimed that they had a family meeting to review the video and its comments. We discussed different alternatives for our future videos and ways it can improve. We do not condone child abuse in any way, shape, or form. Now, I have this video, and I'm going to say, at any point, Rochelle, if you do not like this, we'll just stop watching the video.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to traumatize you for the sake of entertainment. So we'll move Kelly Marie, and we'll, where is it? Here. All right. So, okay, this is the
delete. So they have other videos, though.
They have their, but all their videos are now gone from their YouTube channel.
All of them?
Yeah, they took it, like, they really, really, it's a shit storm, basically, of criticism. Because they were just,
Wow. Can't play. So the only I'm video, curious to see this.
Right.
Hey, guys. So, I got a prank for Cody. I bought this here, invisible ink. And I'm going to squirt it all over his carpet and start flipping out. Because you remember before, guys, you've seen our videos, you know. He got ink all over our carpet and we actually had to pay someone to come clean it. So we're going to make him think that he did it again. And he's going to flip out because he really didn't do it. So we're going to see how this goes.
That is just
all right. So
mean.
Yeah, it gets
own child.
And they're doing it for the sake of pranks and getting YouTube hits and all that stuff. And just yeah, like it's pretty bad to watch. And
the kid is like
pretty traumatized. Yeah. And he starts crying. Like later on, you see him crying.
Oh
and,
my goodness! They keep going.
Oh, this just goes on for like another 4 or 5 minutes, and then let's just. Here, see the kid's reaction at the end after all this has gone down.
Do the outro.
Thank you guys for watching this video. If you like this video and want to see more videos like this one, leave a comment down in the section below. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
No, not Snapchat.
No Snapchat. And don't forget to like and subscribe to Dad EO5, Mommy
EO5,
and Dad EO5 Gaming.
Not there.
And don't forget to like and subscribe to Daddy05!
Okay, anyways. So that's that. Obviously, it's pretty bad.
And like, what is it teaching your child? That you can do whatever you want, even if it hurts somebody, if it's just for the sake of your YouTube video.
Just to get, you know... Yeah, it's not worth it. Like, you know, it's just... Watching this and hearing about it, and he wants to get his hits on these YouTube videos. He wants people to watch, but at what cost? For traumatizing your kids and just totally screwing them up, and you know, because that was pretty harsh. They were swearing and saying you.
Yeah, that was.
And the kid is what?
That was not
five,
pleasant.
Six, pretty pleasant. Young kid.
It was not pleasant for me to watch.
And you go, oh, it's a prank. Still, But so obviously,
that's not I don't see that as being a prank at all. So, I see that it's just mean.
So this is now the only video which is available on their YouTube channel. They've taken everything down. It's a public apology after this all went down. So here's, you don't really see, there's the father and then there's the woman. All right, so let's hear how
the mother.
Mother of a couple of the children, not all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Team DO5. This is going to be a bit of a different video than we usually do. This has been the absolute worst week of our life, and we realize that we have made some terrible parenting decisions, and we just want to make things right.
During this week, we've had a lot of time to stand back, to jump out of character, and to see what we've done and to see how we've come across. And I understand how everyone feels. I acknowledge and I respect how everyone feels about this. And I do agree that we put things on the internet that should not be there. We did things that we should not do.
And as a mother over the last week, looking back at the videos and just thinking about things, if I didn't know the people and I saw some of those things, I would be the...
I'm sorry, that's kind of bullshit. You shouldn't have to know the people. That's just bad. This is more... you don't have to know the people to go, okay, well, maybe that's just the way that they do things in their family. No. That's just bad. Like, this is like, you don't do that.
Okay, but if there was no response, like, if they would not have gotten such a huge response,
there would be like five more videos.
They wouldn't be doing this. They would be like, yeah, we got hits. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I think
only
this is just something that really bothers me is when people do like really, really awful stuff and it's so obvious that it's not appropriate. It's not decent.
Yeah.
It's not good. And then they apologize, and then they think that everything's okay.
Yeah,
I get so sick of that. You get like so many famous people who are like, "Oh, I didn't mean to like sleep with that prostitute. Sorry." It's like, well, what do you think that you're like? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you made that choice. You did it.
Yep,
you can't just be sorry and then have it okay.
Exactly. So,
it seems like that's what they're doing here. It's like, oops, sorry.
Sir, we screwed up, and yeah. We're all over national news.
And now, I don't know. Their channel's down, so...
The channels are down, and I was going to wait till this video ended, but I'll say it now, is that kid, the one blonde kid, and I think another kid in the video, I can't remember whom, have now been actually taken away from this family and returned to to their mother. Because... You know, you start when a story like this blows up and Child Protective Services says, "Oh, whoa, what is going on here? We can't allow them." So they've removed two of the children, and I guess the remaining children are the ones that they have together and have taken them back to their mother.
Good.
Good. Exactly. Yeah.
Because if I was the mother of that child and I saw this other lady doing that to my child? No way.
Exactly.
No way.
Yeah, so this woman is even in that isn't even that kid's mother. It's a stepmother.
Wow.
Getting the same thing. I would be like, "Oh my god, those poor children." Once people started watching us and, you know, the kids got excited about it and they would try to see how many views they could get, and we feel like we went from something that wasn't so bad, and then we just kept going more and more for the shock factor versus reality and to see what could get more views. And they kind of feel like some of it's their fault, and it's not their fault. It's not. It's we're the parents, and we should have made better decisions. We could give them a whole lot more than we could give them before, and we just felt like we were doing the best thing that we could for them. We are now in family counseling because we need it, not only to get through the, you know, media stuff, but we need it to come back together and have everybody, even the kids.
And this goes on and on and on for another couple of minutes. But yeah, we get the idea. Basically, apology video after the fact. And yeah, there you go. So what is the lesson we can take away from this, Rochelle?
YouTube is fucking up our lives.
And don't put your kids...
don't put anything at risk just for getting more hits.
Yeah, for internet popularity.
Like, yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
I was watching this this show that's on Netflix now called Turn Me On. Documentary sort of series. And one of them is about this girl who did... I mean, it's not the same, but she was filming her friend while her friend was getting raped, and she kept getting more likes and more hits, and they, you know, people were saying keep filming, and so she did, instead of actually stopping or calling the police or instead of making a logical decision, she just kept filming because there was so much pressure on online for her to do that.
Again,
and then she gets charged as being an accomplice in the rape. She gets put onto the or potentially could have been put onto the sexual offenders list, which is, you know, on your record for your whole entire life. It's like people don't think about it properly if it's going to get them famous.
Well, and
so messed up.
This is really kind of crazy because I only see this getting worse and worse over the months and years as this technology becomes more readily available. Like, right, for instance, right now, in the last couple of weeks, there was a guy on Facebook Live. You know, there's a guy who straight up murdered another person on Facebook Live. And the video was obviously quickly taken down. But for some fleeting recognition, you know, just I don't understand it. And it kind of makes me just want to get off this planet because,
makes me want to get off the internet. I'm not even on the internet that much. I don't even watch like all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Like, even for instance, like, you know, we really, really, really have to closely watch what Bo's up to when anything internet is involved, because he's really into Super Mario Brothers, and we have a YouTube channel on our TV, and he'll start watching Mario videos, and for the most part, they're harmless, but occasionally you'll get ones where, you know, some bad words are said, and now we have to really kind of be careful of what he's watching. He's only allowed to watch those videos if... say,
yeah, and see, that's the good thing about cable, is that is monitored.
Yeah,
you know, like you put on the kids' channel, it is only going to be kids.
Yeah, no one's going to start swearing on Treehouse. You're not going to see TNA on YTV or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I know it does make it a bit more of a challenge because you got to be on top of things and. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when he's a teenager. It's almost scary.
It is scary,
Because these, you know, there's these computers in everybody's hands which they can access and...
anything.
Access anything, comment in on anything, react to anything. It's just going to...
text everybody and whatever... I don't even know.
But,
what those,
you know, the way things are going, you never know. Nuclear missiles might be going flying and we won't have an internet soon. So there you go. My problem might be solved.
Yeah. You know what? Yesterday, when my phone was broken.
Yeah. Was it broken or just uncharged? I think it was just uncharged.
Whatever. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
So it didn't work. And I was like, oh, man, I just want to phone somebody. I just need to phone somebody.
Yeah.
And we don't have a phone.
We don't have a landline.
And it was like... I don't know. It just felt like I felt so disconnected from everybody because we don't have a phone.
Yeah. Think we need a landline?
And then even I was looking at like our old, I'm like, okay, there's an old iPhone. There's another old iPhone.
But then none of them work.
These are phones, but they don't work. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Our whole house is set up on the internet.
And if the internet goes down, we're
if the internet goes down, we're kind of screwed. We are totally screwed.
You know what we need, Rochelle? Yeah, I think the answer is very clear.
Yeah, like an SOS.
No.
What do you call it?
Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And I know you're going to be 100% on board with this, so I'm going to tell you right now, and then I'm going to work on it after the show. I'm going to build a giant antenna in our backyard, a giant radio antenna, and I'm going to set up a little kind of radio broadcasting sort of CB system.
Like pump up the volume?
Like a ham radio system. So if shit starts getting crazy and the internet's down and the telephone's down, you still have your broadcast radio. You can have your own handle. This is a...
What does that mean?
Your own nickname, radio nickname.
Okay.
And you can reach out to the world and see what's going on, and we'll be all good.
But I just want to phone people.
You can talk to the world, Rochelle.
I don't know everybody in the world.
All right.
I just want to be able to phone people.
Maybe we'll go back to 1995. We'll just get a
phone. Let's do it. 1995. Mm-hmm. Telephone, cable TV.
All right. Another news, though, we have, let's talk about art. We have a French artist succeeding in hatching an egg. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Why wasn't I the first one to do that?
What? I don't understand.
French artist Abraham Poincheval, seen in a vivarium on the first day of his performance in an attempt to incubate chicken eggs, which takes from 21 to 26 days. He embarked on his latest project in late March, imitating a mother hen by incubating some 10 eggs with his own body heat in a glass vivarium at the Paris Palais de Tokyo Contemporary Art Museum. At the time, he estimated it would take 21 to 26 days for the eggs to hatch, and the first did so on Tuesday.
A person sat on eggs.
Yeah, he incubated them with his own body heat.
With his butt.
Essentially. He made baby chickens.
That would not be very comfortable.
Earlier this year, the artist... spent a week inside a block of stone, while in 2014 he lived in a hollowed-out bear sculpture for 2 weeks. So, there you go.
You know what's kind of funny? Like, what if people weren't paying attention to him and he was doing all this stuff?
What if no one cared? Would he still do it? What if he got no YouTube hits? Would he still...
Yeah, exactly.
What if he was doing it and people said, okay, whatever. Would it matter? You know, here's a question. Here's the million-dollar question. If an artist paints a painting or incubates eggs with their body heat and no one is there to give a shit, does it even matter? Infotiptaptip.com. Let us know your thoughts. Oh, actually, I totally forgot. It totally reminds me. We did get an email. This was in regards to... Before I forget it, I should have printed it out, but now I'm remembering it. Where was it? Comment. This is a couple episodes ago. And I completely forget the context, but this is from Jason. He writes, 1, be able to fly... 2, 3 feet taller. 3, have a dragon. If you remember what that was about, because I can't remember. Oh, I think it was some would you rather questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But,
so we did 3 questions. Oh, this is probably when we were driving and we were doing that. And I can't remember what the questions were.
But I almost like them better without any context. So if you see Jason...
Have a dragon. Nice.
Who's flying around a lot taller and with a dragon... You can thank us.
I like that.
So there you go. I knew I should have printed that up. Let's get on to some Eurovision news. We're still crying, as mentioned at the top of the show.
Why did you desert us, Eurovision?
No,
us
Eurovision
Canadians
party.
Love you too.
It doesn't matter. It's all about... who secured the rights to the show. It wasn't us. Maybe, you know what? We're going to do it next year. We'll secure the rights and give it to everybody.
In Canada.
How much does that cost? Can we do a GoFundMe for that?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So we're at this point, we're not going to be talking about the remainder of the songs on our list. So let's just go through what we have here.
There's too many.
It's too many. So how about you pick some which we have not heard?
Norway.
Joust. Grab the moment. Let's have a listen. I think that's how it's pronounced. Joust. It's all capitalized.
Yeah.
They read me like a book that is open. Okay, never mind.
We already did that one.
Okay, well,
Eric, you messed up.
I messed up. We talked about Portugal. We talked about. We have not talked about Romania. No, we did.
Eric, I think that you made a mistake.
All right, Malta, it is. Claudia Faniello, breathlessly. Malta's entry, Claudia Faniello, breathlessly.
Oh, I get it. So the story is that a couple went to a party together.
Yeah.
She drove him home,
mm-hmm.
and then he went back to the party to get it on with other
girls. I feel
like
I need to watch this entire video backwards.
The whole... What?
Well, because...
Because the video
is
goes backwards.
Backwards.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of memento type situation going on.
I like it. It was really neat. Makes me want to be rich, though, because everybody in that video is, like, really rich.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that song. It's kind of like you take away the video, which is pretty interesting. And it's kind of a boring, generic ballad. I'm not going to remember this in about 20 minutes from now.
Yeah. I just kind of got stuck on the visuals. I was like, well, look how many different dresses she gets to wear. And I'm trying to figure out like if the girl in the video is the singer, but I don't think it is.
I'm not sure.
I think it's a different one.
But speaking of visuals.
And that guy is pretty handsome.
Speaking of visuals.
That's why all those women are surrounding him, because he's very handsome.
Speaking of visuals that you're never going to forget, this is Montenegro's entry.
Well, let me comment on the song, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Speaking of visuals that you're never going to forget, this is a Montenegro's entry. Slavko Kalezic, Space. Now, if you're listening, you need to watch this video. It is something else. They've gone all out in Montenegro, and you're doing this song.
Is this your favorite one? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, by far it's not my favorite one, but it's definitely
unique.
Every year has one song where it's just like a big W2F, and I think this might be this year's one. It is definitely something.
Interesting.
Right.
While nightmares I surrender, come into me from within. We can be as one in the scene. The spaceship is ready to blow. Drunk in love, I'm gonna explode. Be my pony, we'll mix and match with Clyde. Let's explore this galaxy of stars. Let's explore this galaxy of stars.
Montenegro's entry, Slavko Kalezic, Space. Where do we start with this song, Rochelle?
I love it.
Okay, Rochelle loves it.
I love it. You have to see the video. Because
it's definitely
the
most,
song is like really dancing.
It's
stuff,
definitely the most fabulous entry at Eurovision so far.
Okay, this video just, it makes me wish I was a gay man, because it's so fun. And he's so sexy, and I just love it. I love it so much. He has a braid that he's like basically using as a whip while dancing. It's great. This is one of my favorite videos. I don't know if it's my favorite song, but
will it make it to the finals?
Yes, it totally. It needs to make it to the finals.
I mean, you know, it'd be great to see in the finals.
Would it?
It's who's to say at this point? Here's some of the lyrics from the song we just heard. Linen is covered with feathers. Wet dreams, wild nightmares. I surrender.
I don't get it. What is he talking about?
It's pretty.
come. The spaceship is ready to blow.
No, wait. Come into me from within. We can be as one in the sin. The spaceship is ready to blow. Drunk in love, I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode. Be my Bonnie. We'll mix and match with Clyde. Let's explore this galaxy of stars. I have my suit on. No need to worry. Give me your body. Let's write a story.
That's my favorite line, I think.
Our body language, rock to the stars. Let's write a
story. Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's so, I love it. It's so great. The lyrics are so great.
So, yeah. What's more to, you need to watch it. We'll put that up on our Facebook page. You can check it out for yourself or just go to the Eurovision TV. You can watch all the videos, but you can't watch the live show because they geo-blocked it if you're in Canada and the U.S. So,
boo. Anyway, we figured out that we didn't actually talk about that other one. That what song was it from Norway? We watched it together, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Yeah, let's wrap up the show with Greece's entry. This is Demi, and this is Love.
The river running dry. Now it's time to say goodbye. There's an echo in my head. There's a story still unread. And I need you here tonight. Walk away, don't turn around. I will never let you down. I will let you see me cry. There's an echo in my head. There's a crossroad on my head. I want you here forever.
This is Greece's entry, Demi, with hashtag This Is Love.
Are you sure this isn't a commercial?
Here's the thing. I feel like there's a message in this song, of which maybe I'm just really dumb. Maybe my brain is shrinking, but and maybe they hit you so over the head with it that it was so obvious that I completely missed it. It's all about, oh, everybody's the same person. We love one another despite our differences. Is that kind of the vibe you're getting from this?
But I honestly didn't think about it that deeply, because the minute that one of the lines is forever and ever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this is dumb. Okay. And then I just stopped listening to the lyrics, because that is the worst songwriting ever. And it's just like yeah. It's a canned song.
I feel
right?
like I've heard like 100 like songs like this.
Yeah. Like if you could go to a store and buy a pop song, this would be a pop song that you could buy. Like, it's so generic. It's so boring. It's just, I fucking hate this song. This is the worst song in the world. And also, I hate videos that have words on it.
Okay.
It hurts my brain. Okay. I don't want to read and watch at the same time, unless it's a foreign movie that's actually good.
Speaking of foreign movies, I don't know if it's a foreign movie, but speaking of movies,
I hope this song doesn't make it.
No. While I was watching this video in particular, I was reminded of a movie that I watched maybe about 15 or 20 years ago that visually this kind of reminded me of. And I don't know if it's a bad thing for me to say this, because it just only on like a very superficial level that this reminded me of Schindler's List.
Whoa.
And
That's a jump. That's a really big jump.
Well, you know, it's just because it's a black and white video with, and she's wearing the red dress, and it reminded me of that scene in Schindler's List with that little girl with like the red jacket.
Yeah.
But unlike this video, she's not getting hauled off to the gas chambers and burned.
This video, though, after this song, maybe this video steals from everything else, because it's not creative at all. It's a piece of shit. Like, there's also those like black and white pictures from the 90s. Remember, you get those t-shirts with the black and white pictures, and then there'd be like, you know, one thing that was colored. That was like a real big trend in the 90s. And also Eurovision, remember there was one year where the symbol was the heart.
Yes.
And
there's a lot of hearts in this video.
A lot of hearts that look exactly the same in this video, like they're kind of drawn the same way. Mm-hmm. And then there's even people making the heart sign with their hands. Like, it's just like, oh my goodness.
Hold on.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Put the space one back on again. I want to see that one.
Hold on. I want to see...
What? Why are you going to...
No, I'm going to... This is love. Let's see. This is love.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm actually searching this hashtag and see how well it's doing here.
There was... wasn't there a different artist? Was it from Australia that was called Demi as well, right?
No.
Wasn't it? That girl.
Oh, last year?
Was it last year? She was good.
Talk about... what's her name? What? I feel like my mind is...
Your brain is turning into mush. That's what happens when you get old.
Mm-hmm. Last year was... What's her name? Oh, yeah. Demi M.
Yeah. So it's spelled different. D-A-M-I. She was really good.
Anyways, hashtag this is love, Eurovision.
Oh, there's so many people posting on here.
PJ Harvey, for some reason.
Such a
generic
right?
phrase of words, right? It's not really like, so if you're using it, chances are that somebody else in the world has used it for whatever reason, right?
That's so true.
So anyways.
I don't like it.
So now it's just a matter of getting through the two semifinals this week and then the final show, and then we'll talk about it in our next episode. Sounds good?
And who do you want to win, Eric? That's the real question.
Well, here's the thing.
Who do you think? Top three.
Bulgaria is definitely in the top three. Um, I do like that Portugal guy. Like he's a bit of an oddball, but I do like him. And followed up by who would be my number three? Number three. I have to give that some more
thought. Belgium.
Yeah, it was good, but I'm not sure if it's going to be winning. It's a good song,
really,
but I don't
like that.
I like
that
it,
song.
But it's I don't see it as a Eurovision winner, unfortunately. So
I think my prediction is going to be Sweden.
I like it, and I think it's a really catchy song. I don't know if it's going to win, though.
Or Italy?
Italy's... It's going to be out there. It's going to be top three, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are my predictions.
I say Bulgaria for the win. I stand by that.
I don't think it's strong enough. It's nice. I like it. Don't get me wrong.
I say it's going to be... Well, we'll see how it's...
And I also really like the UK one. That is my favorite one, is the UK one.
Okay.
And I hope that one wins.
Well, listeners, we'll catch
Lucy,
you... Lucy Jones.
Lucy Jones.
We'll catch you on the other side of the Eurovision 2017, where we talk about the winner, whoever it may be. In the meantime,
party on.
Party on, Garth. All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.
Say that I wanna come down. Everything's swirling.